जय जय श्री राधे श्याम श्री श्री भ्रमर गीता की जय। बोल श्रीमती राधा रानी की जय। जय जय श्री राधे श्याम निताई गौर हरि वो। जय श्री राधे। आमरा नित्य प्रति श्रवण करछि।
We are daily hearing
ठाकुरानीर Krishna Biraho
of Srimati Radha Thakurani's powerful pain of separation from Sri Krishna. Sri Radharani in separation from Sri Krishna, she is feeling as if her life force is leaving her. So we are hearing this katha of her separation from Sri Krishna. We are hearing about it directly from her. And this katha that we are hearing, it is very elevated katha. Here, Srimati Radharaniju, she is finding faults with Sri Krishna, and it's all coming from her man, transcendental anger towards Sri Krishna. And that's actually rising of her purest love for Sri Krishna. To understand this topic, lots of knowledge and also lots of bhav, transcendental loving feelings, is required. And these moods where Sri Radharani is in man, transcendental loving anger, and when she chastises Krishna, it's not possible to accept this bhav incomplete. It means it's not possible to imitate. But the essence of that bhav, that transcendental loving feeling, we can accept.
Radha Thakurani bolchen,
Sri Radha Thakurani is saying, "Hey Bumblebee, you told right. Since you came, you're constantly hearing chastisement of Krishna coming from my mouth. And oh Bumblebee, you're thinking,
বলছেন এটাই আমাদের পক্ষে দুঃসাধ্য দুস্তজ।
ইউ আর থিঙ্কিং দেন উই ক্যান সিম্পলি দেন গিভ আপ রিলেশনশিপ উইথ শ্রী কৃষ্ণ অ্যান্ড অলসো হিজ কথা, বাট ও বাম্বল বি, দিস ইজ আওয়ার মিসফর্চুন, উই আর নট এবল টু গিভ আপ হিজ কথা, উই আর এবল to give up his association, but we are not able to give up his katha." On the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, Sri Shukadev Goswami is speaking to the best of devotees, Sri Parikshit Maharaj.
পুনন্তিতে বিষয় বিদূষিতা স্বয়ং ব্রজন্তি তত চরণ সরহন্তি কম। আহা, হে পরীক্ষিত, আমাদের প্রত্যেককেই বলছেন,
ও পরীক্ষিত, ইটস অ্যাকচুয়ালি ফর অল অফ আস, ও হিউম্যান বিইংস,
শ্রীকৃষ্ণের এই লীলা কথা কেউ
If someone hears this nectar of Shri Krishna's Leela Katha, if someone drinks the nectar of Shri Krishna's Katha through his senses, through his ears, then all the dirt accumulated throughout many lives is going to be destroyed, to be cleansed. The consciousness is going to be cleansed. And after consciousness is cleansed, what will happen further? This devotee will gain the service at the lotus feet of the Lord. Hearing the Lord's Katha, the human beings are able to gain the shelter of Lord's lotus feet. In order to gain the Lord, to please Him, there is no other way than Shravanam, Kirtanam and Smaranam, hearing about Him, chanting His glories and remembering. There is no other way. It's such a simple and sure way to hear the Lord's Leela and to remember it. So only shelter in order to gain the Lord is hearing His Katha. All of those that have gained the Lord went this way, were following this path, hearing about the Lord, hearing His Katha. So the hearing and further on the most remembering the Lord's Katha is the only way. Chanting the Lord's name while remembering His Leela, while sitting on one's own. Throughout many lives, the material desires have gathered in our mind, in our hearts. So the only way to diminish them is hearing the Lord's Katha, taking shelter of Lord's Katha. So Shri Radharani is saying, O bumblebee, it's true, we can't give up His Katha. I don't know what kind of divine power is in that Katha. No one can say so. No one can explain that. No one has the power to describe the glory of Lord's Katha completely. Its glory is endless. Those who are hearing this Katha are gaining the shelter of Lord's lotus feet. So Shri Radharani Ji is saying that all the pain of this ocean of material existence, the ocean of nascence of this material existence, So this great ocean of material existence, if someone wants to end it, if someone wants to end this pain and distress of material existence, so for them, the only way is to hear Lord Shri Krishna's, Shri Purushottam's Leela Katha. The only way is to take shelter of hearing the Lord's Katha. Otherwise, there is no other way. When this transcendental loving sweetness of Shri Krishna's Katha when it appears in the mind, in the heart of a devotee through hearing, then all this distress and pain of material existence is diminished. So Shri Radharani herself is saying that it's not possible to describe, to express properly the glory of Shri Krishna's Katha. And our acharyas are saying the same thing, that no one was able to describe the glory of the Lord's Katha completely. So Shri Radharani is saying, O bumblebee, how is this katha? It is like a nectar. Actually, it's not possible to compare it with anything, not even with the nectar. But in this world, there is nothing else greater than nectar. So the Lord's katha, it's like a great divine nectar. And at the same time, Shri Radharani is saying that no one can get completely satisfied by hearing this katha. How is that? The more one hears Shri Krishna's katha, the one is getting more attracted to it. So those that are maddened by the purest love for Shri Krishna, so that's actually the greatest intoxication, that transcendental madness of love for the Lord is actually the greatest bliss. So there is some power in the Lord's Katha that no one is able to describe incomplete. So when someone starts hearing Shri Krishna's Katha, it's possible to witness that gradually all their material desires, lusty desires, they are getting diminished. They are losing desire for mating. And all the dualities of material existence are getting destroyed, as we described in the other day's katha. If wife is starting to hear Shri Krishna's katha, then she will gradually lose her attraction toward her husband. And she will get attracted towards the Supreme Husband, Shri Krishna. In the same way, if her husband starts hearing Shri Krishna's katha, then he will lose that illusion towards her, towards his wife. If children start hearing Lord's Katha, then they will lose affection towards the parents and they will give it up. If the parents start hearing Lord's Katha, then they will start losing attraction towards their children. So if someone starts hearing Sri Krishna's Katha, then they will lose the feelings of those dualities. Oh, it's so cold, or now it's so hot. Happiness and distress. All these dualities of material existence will get diminished. So the glory of Lord's Katha, Sri Krishna's Katha, Hari Katha is endless. Sri Radharani is speaking these topics in man, in transcendental anger towards Sri Krishna. And it's not possible to accept that mood, meaning to imitate that. It's so elevated stage. As for example, the elevated sadhus, we can see that in general, devotees are wearing certain kind of cloth, apparel of devotee. Around the neck, they are wearing tulasi kantimala. They are putting tilak at 12 places on their bodies. But we can't see these signs of a devotee, apparel of devotee, on elevated elevated devotees. So often, they don't wear any cloth. They don't wear kantimala or tilak. And often, they don't even follow Ekadashi. They just take what it comes on that day. And they are constantly absorbed in remembering Lord Krishna's, Lord Govinda's Leela. Although externally, all these signs, apparel of devotee, is not visible on them, although they are so elevated devotees. So in the same way, we can't accept that same kind of behavior, we can't imitate them, but we should accept the essence of their devotional mood. They may not follow Ekadashi, but it's not to be done by us. We should follow rules and regulations, because we are on different stage. And on our stage, we should follow rules and regulations. And then we will get the right goal. We will enter into Raga Marg. Someone may say, I'm following Raga Marg, but Shastra doesn't mention so. Shastra does describe Raga Marg, but in Shastra, rules and regulations of Vidhi are described, and as we would follow them, then at one point we will enter into Raga Marg. Those devotees, they have entered into Raga Marg, they're not even aware about it, they're not announcing. They're not announcing, I am in the Raga Marg now. They're not even aware of it.
Krishna Katha
We can give one example also, as there are so many pandits, learned persons, and they are glorifying Shri Krishna so much. But at the moment when they would gain the darshan of the Lord, they would say, "Oh my Lord, there are no words to describe your glories." At that moment, they are speechless. In the same way, they are not even aware that they are already in Raga Mark. They are not announcing that publicly. So Shri Radharani, she is desiring the association of the Lord, so that mood of her separation, the mood of that eagerness to have association of the Lord, this is what we should accept, not imitate her behavior. So now Shri Radharani's mood has pacified for a moment, as the waves on the ocean of her transcendental loving feelings of Shri Krishna are rising, they are also getting pacified. So Shri Radharani continues speaking, "O Re, O Bumblebee, what are you going to tell us about Shri Krishna? What kind of katha about him?" Those who are hearing his katha are getting merciless, are becoming merciless, compassionless. If someone with a simple mind starts hearing Shri Krishna's katha, they're going to become completely merciless. Srimati Radharani is in great transcendental anger towards Shri Krishna in man. She's saying, in someone with a pure, simple, sincere mind starts hearing Shri Krishna's katha, immediately their heart is getting to become, how? It will become like a stone. No mercy will be there in them anymore. They will lose all mercy and compassion. They will become merciless. All the mercy and compassion will leave them. It's not right to hear Shri Krishna's katha, because the heart of a devotee will become like a stone. When they hear Shri Krishna's katha, they will get so attracted towards Shri Krishna, toward this cheater Shri Krishna, that they will give up their parents, their wife, their children. They will give up everyone. They will leave them simply by hearing Shri Krishna's katha. So Shri Radharani is chastising Krishna in a man, in her transcendental anger towards Shri Krishna. What is she saying? Without any consideration, she says, these devotees, upon hearing Shri Krishna's katha, they will give up material existence. They will leave their family, their parents, their husbands, their children, their wives. Without any consideration, upon hearing the katha about this cheater, Shri Krishna, their hearts will become hard, like a stone, and they will leave their families. Our Shri Vishwanath Chakravarti Pad is describing
Kush Jalo Sangyoge
The devotee hearing Sri Krishna's katha will leave all the family members and they won't be considering anymore what will happen with their parents, husband, wife, children, as if they're leaving all their family in the hands of death. So Sri Radharani is saying, upon hearing katha about this cheater Sri Krishna, even good persons, good devotees, they will become stone-hearted, they will become cruel. Sri Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is lamenting, alas, alas, these devotees, hearing Sri Krishna's katha, they will give up their families. Their minds and hearts will become hard. So Sri Radharani is saying, oh bumblebee, you want to speak Sri Krishna's katha to me, to us? And in this way, give us so much pain that we'll give up everything in life. So those who are hearing Sri Krishna's katha, they're giving up everything and going to the forest. They're going to Vrindavan. And Sri Radharani is saying, not one or few, thousands and thousands of devotees, human living beings, their hearts being cleansed, they're leaving everyone, all their family members, their parents, husband, wives, children. So Sri Radharani is saying, oh bumblebee, and at the same time, it's not then they are happy. What will happen to these devotees? Reaching Vrindavan, they will become like a birds. Going on the pilgrimage, they will eat whatever they get here and there. And they won't even accept any dwelling. They will also sleep every day here and there under some tree. So Sri Radharani is saying, oh bumblebee, those who are hearing Sri Krishna's katha, they're leaving everything and they're going to Vrindavan. And what they're doing there, they're becoming like a bird. Which kind of bird? They're becoming kingly swans. What is the kingly swan known for? They are able to accept the essence. They are greatest kind of swans. From the mixture of milk and water, they are able to extract the essence of milk. They're Saragrahi, they're the one that accept the essence. They're becoming like swans. Not only that they're becoming like swans, but the supreme swans. They're becoming Paramahamsa. That's addressing for the great souls and for this greatest supreme kind of swans. So we have example also of Sridhar Swami Pad, who was very dear to Sriman Mahaprabhu. He was commentator upon Srimad Bhagavatam. He was a great soul. He was a grihastha and he desired to leave everything and go to Vrindavan. We are going to describe his katha briefly. His life. So he was grihastha, he was a family man, and his wife was pregnant. So he was thinking, when my wife brings a child, then I will go to Vrindavan. He was looking forward towards it. He was hoping for that. So as the time passed, his pregnant wife brought a beautiful child, a beautiful son. But during delivery, she gave up her body. She left her body. So now Sridhar Swamipad was lamenting, "Alas, alas, how shall I be able to go to Vrindavan now? If my wife would be still alive, she would take care of a child. But now, how can I leave this child on its own?" He was praying, "Oh my Lord, does it mean I won't be able to go to the place of your Leelas, to Vrindavan?" And as he was thinking like that, one egg of a tick-tick, a home lizard, household lizard, has fallen on the ground and broken. And out of it, one small tick-tick, one small household home lizard has come. And this Parabhavuk, a great devotee filled with transcendental loving feelings towards the Lord, he could understand. He thought, this small tick-tick, this small lizard is left there without any mother or father. The Lord is taking care of it. And by the Lord's arrangement, exactly at that moment, one small ant came close to the mouth of this small tick-tick, small lizard, and the lizard ate it. So the most elevated devotee, Sridhar Swami, could understand. The Lord is taking care, the Lord is maintaining everyone. And with that thought, he has left to Vrindavan. So those who are hearing Sri Krishna's katha, Maya, the Lord's illusory material energy, cannot touch them. By Lord's desire, his son could have become a great devotee, a great learned devotee. We are entangled, conditioned in this material existence, although in actuality, we are eternally free, liberated living entities. Few days back, we gave example of Srila Jiva Goswami, of how the monkeys are being caught by chickpeas being kept in a pot, the round pot with a tiny, thin mouth. So when the monkey puts its hand inside and being greed to take that chickpea, it's keeping the chickpea in its closed hand. The monkey is not able to take his hand anymore through that thin opening of the pot. And the monkey is being caught in such a way. So Dicharyas are explaining, does it mean that everyone should give up their families and go to the forest?
Je bone elei je sansar theke mukto hobe ta noy
It's not actually like that. We can give so many examples that those that give up the families, that's not all. If their minds are dwelling in material existence, in previous family life, that it's not complete renunciation. What's greater even is to remain in the family life, and how devotee should remain in a family life? That should remain in family life without consideration of me and mine, without consideration that me, I am the possessor of everything. They should take care of their family members, but without attachment. One shouldn't consider that I am the doer while they are taking care of the family. In actuality, everyone is getting what they deserve through their karma. It can be seen that someone who was throughout the previous lives, they were so wealthy that they gain the next life, the next birth, as a beggar, that they lose all the wealth that they had in previous life. So everything comes as reaction to previous activities. It's all received through karma. Almost 100% of human beings, they are thinking, if I do Krishna's bhajan, how shall my household work? If my bhajan will go on, how will at the same time my household go on? Who will take care of my parents, of my dharma patni, my wife that's accompanying me in my dharma? My children, who will take care of all of them? So when human being is considering like that, at the moment of death, they are going to end up in ignorance. Because everyone is gaining their birth according to their karma. Everyone should follow the duties. But it's not proper to 24 hours a day just be absorbed in thoughts of family maintenance and not think of the Lord 24 hours. So such persons are entering ignorance at the moment of death if they are considering like that. So Shastra is speaking truth clearly. It's not speaking just to entertain someone, to give enjoyment to someone. Through 8,400,000 different species of life, now we have gained human form of life, that we should engage in hearing, serving, remembering, worshipping the Lord. So Shastra is describing these points. Shastra scriptures are like a stick. They are very hard. They are speaking truth without considering like what the person, how the person would react. Although the truth is hard, but scriptures will say it as it is clearly. They will speak straight, clearly. The sadhus are the same. If I would speak just to please you in order to get some dakshina, to get your donation, I may speak then whatever I want. If I would be greedy to get something from my disciples, I will speak nicely so that they don't think something that, oh, there is something that's put on them, they should do like this or not. But actually, Shastras and sadhus are speaking for the benefit of the hearer. As hard as the truth could be, Shastras, scriptures, and sadhus are speaking the truth. So the Shastras are the most truthful. So, through following the process of devotional service, through hearing about the Lord, so many devotees have gained the Lord. Maharaj is giving here the whole list of devotees as Vritrasura, Prahlad, Vishvaparva, Van, Moy, Bali, Vibhishan, Sugriv, Hanumanji, Jambavan, Gajendra, Jatayu, Dharmaved, Kubja, the wives of Yagic Brahmanas, and the most of all Vrajagopis, and further the most of all of them, Shrimati Radharani. So there is such transcendental loving sweetness in Lord Sri Krishna's katha that as one hears it, even once, all the dirt of material desires is going to be cleansed. In actuality, there is no end to our material desires, but those who are hearing faithfully, the attraction to material existence will gradually diminish. And their taste in hearing about the Lord, their attraction towards the Lord will grow. That's the glory of Sri Krishna's katha, that the purest love for the Lord will develop. So as Srimati Radharani is saying, devotees that are hearing, they will become like birds, not just like the birds, but like the swans, actually the supreme swans. There is such a special divine power in Lord Sri Krishna's katha. Those who start hearing it, they will give up everything and live on Madhukari as a bumblebee collects the nectar from flower to flower. They will become like birds, accepting what they get. So here Sri Radharani, in a mood of her transcendental anger towards Sri Krishna, she is chastising him.
তাহলে দুটি তাৎপর্য আমরা কিঞ্চিত বুঝলাম। সুতরাং এই কৃষ্ণ কথা শ্রবণ করলে এবং শ্রীকৃষ্ণের প্রতি ক্রমে ক্রমে,
সো ইন দিস ওয়ে
শ্রীকৃষ্ণ লীলা শ্রবণ,
দ্য গ্লোরিস অফ লর্ডস কথা এন্ড this divine process of devotional service, the path of hearing the Lord's Katha, remembering it, this divine sadhana, and at the same time, very simple sadhana is being described. So the human beings are getting attracted towards the Lord through hearing about Him. There is no other greater sadhana than it, remembering the Lord's Katha and remembering it. So in order to gain the Lord, there is no other way than to accept hearing Sri Krishna's Katha. Shastra didn't describe any other path. We cannot find it in the Shastra. Whoever gained the Lord, they've gained it through hearing Sri Krishna's Katha. Sri Radha Thakurani, she is chastising the Lord, finding faults with Him from the kingdom of her transcendental loving feelings towards Sri Krishna. In her transcendental anger towards Sri Krishna, she is speaking whatever comes to her mind and heart. In her separation from Sri Krishna, she is lamenting and saying whatever comes to her mind and heart. So this elevated katha, it's not easy to understand, but by the mercy of Sri Radharani, we are going to continue hearing this katha tomorrow, and for today we are concluding our katha here. Tomorrow morning, exactly at 5 o'clock, we are going to continue this katha. For today, we are concluding our katha here by saying Radhe Radhe to everyone.
Jai Jai Sri Radhe Krishna.